this will be a one-day sugi that'll become a three-day sugi, but through the back door. Not this is a one-day sugi. Yeah. We're doing olive and base. Okay. The Gemara tells us that we have two malachos, hamolcho v'hamabdo. So maliach and ma'abi. Now, if you look at the Mishnah, the first 11 malachos in the Mishnah are what we call sidur de pas. That has to do with the baking of bread. And then the Mishnah moves on after sidur de pas, and it starts discussing what I will call the part of the making of clothing. Hagozes es hatzemer, hamalabna, hamanavtza, hatzova, hatover, vamosech, etc., orek, hatover. And it finishes kind of the garment-making process. And then it speaks about, in a certain sense, the leather-making process. So we had atzad tzvi, you trap an animal. Hamafshito, you skin the animal. And then the Mishnah says, hamolcho v'hama'abed es ha'or. You go ahead and you salt and you tan the leather. Hamemachiko, then you will smooth out the leather. V'hamachatcho, and then you cut the leather to a size, and that's the stage of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Hamoch v'ma'abdo. What do you mean? Hamoch and ma'abdo? What does the word ma'abdo mean? To tan. What does to tan mean? Is that what it means?
No, it's like you beat it.
You beat it? Is that what it means? Do you know? I don't know what tanning is. I don't know what tanning is, but I do know it is a process by which you make the leather of the animal usable. Whether that's a process of softening the leather or hardening the leather, I don't know what it is, but it's making it usable. And the Gemara says, you know how you do that? Hainu maleach, hainu ma'abed. One of the ways you do that is by applying salt. And the salt is necessary to process the leather. So the Gemara says, why are you counting it as two separate malachas? Ma'abed is maleach. So the Gemara tells us, you're right. Rav Yochanan reshav v'shdamri tava, apikha mina v'ayel sirtut. Take one out and put in sirtut. In other words, the Gemara is saying basically that ma'abed and molech are essentially the same, so you shouldn't count them as two. Take one out and put in sirtut. Rashi says over here, put in sirtut. What exactly is sirtut? And Rashi says, hainu molech, hainu ma'abed, atu malicha, lav tzarach ibudu. The whole purpose of malicha is ibud. So it's really one malach. It's part of the same idea. V'ayel sirtut. So put in sirtut. What is sirtut? Shlofisha derech haratzanim. What's a ratzanim? A leather maker, a shoemaker, a leather maker, the derech of the ratzanim is kshubal lechatcho, when you want to cut the leather to a particular size, misartetot tchila. You first do what? You are first misartate. What does misartate mean? I would say the English word is to etch. You etch to know exactly where you want to cut. Kafishirotza aharuch laharuch lakacha achitu, v'achuk mavra asakin. Then you take the knife. Derech hasirtut v'chein ba'oros ha-mishkan kishechotcham. In the Mishkan they had oros. When they cut, then they first etched, and then they cut. So if I were to ask you, is misartate, according to Rashi, part of meleches ha'or with an ayin? The answer is yes. It's part of Meleches Ha'or. Okay, it's not Molech and Ma'abed are not one. It's one. And therefore, you take out one of them and you put in Sirtut, which is Meleches Ha'or. Okay, now, the Gemara continues. This we'll have to discuss tomorrow. Amar Rav Chana, Haiman de Malach Bisra. So what about salting meat? Chai Mishu Ma'abed. Salting is Ma'abed. What happens when you salt meat? It becomes whatever. It's part of the processing. It becomes processed. Its flavors come out, and its salt comes. Its blood comes out. That's part of the process. That's also ma'abed. So the Gemara says, Rava says, "Ain ibud ba'ochlin." No, there's no ibud when it comes to food. Levi, yes, not food. Amravashi, afilu Rav Huna, who says there is ibud by ochlin. That's only the kaboy leilu urcha. When you're traveling and you want the meat to be preserved back in the day, do they have refrigeration? No. So how would you keep meat lasting a long time? You would deep salt it. That kind of deep salting is ma'abed. However, if you go ahead and do what? Just salt, sprinkle salt for your household use, you're not going to use a lot of salt. The amount of salt you use for household use is not enough to what? To be chayav for ma'abed, and therefore that would be permissible. If you were to go ahead and salt a lot in your house like you would do for traveling, what would your meat become?
Wood.
It would become wood, and a person does not like to eat wood. Okay, that's the Gemara. So there's two parts to the sugya. There's the part of the sugya, the beginning part of the sugya, which is the sirtut part of the sugya, and then the second part of the sugya is the salting meat part of the sugya. So again, according to Rashi, is Sirtut. In what family of Malachas is Sirtut? Is Maleches Ha'or. And if you look at the Yerushalmi on our daf says, Hama'abdo. Now, how did Rashi get to that point? How did Rashi get to Sirtut? Because the Mishnah says, Ma'abed and Maleach. The Gemara says, you can't have both. They're exactly the same thing. Subtract one. Put in Sirtut. So it says, drop one, put in Sirtut. Now, so the Bavli got to a point, we have two Malachos, Ma'abe Moleach, which is one Malacha, and Sirtut, which is another Malacha. You got it through, drop one, add Sirtut. Yishami skipped the intermediate step. Yishami says, Hame'abdo, Ma'ibur Hoyeb HaMishkan. Where did they do Ibur in the Mishkan? What's the Yishami say? Hayu Mesartitin Ba'oros. You know what Ibur was in the Mishkan? Sirtut. In other words, what do you have in the Mishkan? You have Moleach, and you have Sirtut. According to Yishami, Sirtut is in what family of Malachos? Malachas Ha'or. Is there a fundamental Machos in Yishami and Bavli?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. At the end of the day, what are the two Malachas that you have? You have Sirtut and, according to Yishami, Sirtut and Moleach. According to Bavli, Ma'abed and Sirtut. But Ma'abed is what? It's essentially the same thing as Moleach. So at the end of the day, they get to the same place. They get there via different direction, but they fundamentally get to the same place. And Moleach is Ma'abed, and that's one Malacha, and Sirtut is the second Malacha. Good? According to Yishami, Ma'abed is Sirtut. And according to the Bavli, Ma'abed is Moleach. And therefore, what's the 39th Malacha? Sirtut. If I were to ask you, by the way, remember the Tiferes Yisrael we learned last week? Sure you do. So, Tiferes always bothered. Why does it say Arbaim Chaser Achas? Maybe now we have a new Mahalach. Why it's Arbaim Chaser Achas? Because you really have Moleach and Ma'abed are listed as separate. Really, Sirtut is the 40th, which is really the 9th Malacha. So that might be another approach of what it means, Arbaim Chaser Achas. Good? Okay. Now let's see the Rambam. The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnais. Now, where do you? If I asked you to just put a Rambam Perish HaMishnais on your Gemara, on your Rambam Kamas, where would you find it? Will you find it in your Shas of Rambam Perish HaMishnais? Yeah, it's in the back. But I decided to give you the Rambam over here because this Rambam is the better version. It's the Rav Kapach version. What language is the Rambam write Perish HaMishnais in? What language is the Rambam write Perish HaMishnais in? Who said Arabic? Arabic is the correct answer. So, and what language do we have the Perish HaMishnais in? Hebrew. So there were many translations, but who's going to give us the best translation? The best translation is going to be the one who knows Arabic best. And who's that? So there was a Yemenite Jew who lived about 30, 40 years ago in Eretz Yisrael. He was an expert in Arabic, an expert in ancient Rambams. And he wrote a translation to the Rambam Perish HaMishnais in Hebrew, which is the most authentic translation. His name is Rav Kapach, a Yemenite Jew, and that's the version that you have over here, okay? Because the other version was published well before Rav Kapach did his work. Okay, so the Rambam writes as follows. It's only one problem when you give shir next to Rav Glanz's shir. Every so often, you get into niggin mode. Okay, are you ready? Can I, window, give me some window. I'm getting warm in here with all this fire from the next door room. You ready? Says the Rambam, the Amru Hamolcho v'hama'abdo einon shtei malachos. These are not two malachos. Why are they not two malachos? Lefi. Shemalichas ha'or hu mimina ha'ibud. Malicha is ibud. So why did they write Malicha in the Mishnah? Why is Malicha in the Mishnah? If Malicha and ibud are the same thing, why is it in the Mishnah? Because does the average Joe know how to tan an animal? No. The average Joe doesn't know. Do I know how to tan an animal? No. So I don't know how. So now that you told me Moleach, that's how you do the tanning. So it mentions Moleach to teach me Lashmiyocha Shamalicha Ibudu. The Yuslam Minya Shlosh Meditation. So now we only have 38 Malachas. So how do you get to 39 Malachas? It's the Rambam Sirtut. 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 And where do you do sirtut? Says the Rambam. Sirtut is Hishmitu Atana Beis Achibur. Why is Sirtut not mentioned in the Mishnah? Lafisha Asa'o Mimachshire Haksiva. Because Sirtut is really part of what family of Malachos? It's part of the Kosev family. And what you have over here is a very fundamental Machlokas. Where does Sirtut belong? You see, the way Rashi and Yushalmi learn is, we're in the Meleches Ha'or family of Malachos. Yeah, but Moleach and Ibur are the same Malacha. Take out one and put in another Meleches Ha'or. What's the other Meleches Ha'or? Sirtut. Says the Rambam, not true. Says the Rambam, Sirtut has nothing to do with leather. That's not the Malacha. Sirtut has to do with Kosev. Because today, when you write, you don't write anymore. Your generation doesn't write. But I see someone writing. Could you pick that up? What you write? None of the other thing that you wrote. Well, look at this. He has this is what we call, back in the day, you used to call this like a tablet. That's what you used to call it. You see what you have on, you see what you have over there on your thing? What do you have over there? No, but on the page.
Letters writing.
Yeah, but what else do you have? Before you started writing, what do you have?
Lines.
You have lines! Ooh, lines. Lines, they make paper these days with lines. Why do they make paper with lines? So that you can write straight. So says the Rambam, Sirtut is mimachshire haksiva. It is something that you do to enable you to write straight. So today they gave us pre-lined paper. But back in the day, you know what you wrote on? You wrote on skins. So how did you go ahead and make sure you write neatly and evenly on skins? Sirtut. You make an etching of a line. Have you ever seen this in your life? Sefer Torah. If you next time, tomorrow, please, everyone gather around the bima tomorrow. I wanted to open up a Sefer Torah. Gather around the whole shiur around the bima tomorrow and look at it. Look at it. You will find that every line of the Sefer Torah has an etching, has etched. But we, the way we write, us people, when they have lines, where do you like write on? Do you write on the...
Right on top of the line.
You write on top of the line. In a Sefer Torah... The sofer uses the way you write is top to bottom, so the sofer uses the top of the letter on the line, and then it goes down. But that's either way, same idea, and that is to create straight writing. So says the Rambam, Sirtut is mimaleches haksiva. And I just want to show you that the Rambam is masterful. I just wanted this, like, it's an easy, just easy ideas today. But the Rambam is masterful, because when you see now the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey, the Rambam discusses the Isser of Moleach and Ibud. And in Rambam 11:5, does the Rambam say anything about Mesartet? In 11:5. He doesn't say a word about Mesarte. You know why? Because it doesn't belong in 11:5. You know why it doesn't belong in 11:5? Because it has nothing to do, says the Rambam, with what? It has nothing to do with what? With or. It's not Malachas or. The Rambam in 11:9 begins his discussion of Kosev. Now, by the way, what is the shear? What is the minimum amount? What's the minimum shear that you find when it comes to Malachas Ha'or? What's the smallest leather thing that you would ever make? A kameya. What is a kameya? An amulet. An amulet's a little tiny little leather thing. You write some magical stuff on it, and magical stuff happens. That's the smallest leather item you'd ever have. So what is the shear of Moleach, Ma'abed, all the Malachas Ha'or? What's the shear? A shear of a kameya. What is the smallest amount of writing a person would ever engage in?
A signature. Two letters.
The answer is, we discussed, is correct. Two letters. Hakosev shtei osios. What's the magic of two letters according to the Rambam? Either because the Isser was, what was the Kosev in the Mishkan?
Labeling.
Labeling the crushing, or writing on the tzitz. On the tzitz, writing words. What is the smallest word that you have in Lashon HaKodesh?
God.
Two letters. What is the way you can label? What's the only way to label? If you have a thing here and a thing there, that's two letters. So the Shir of Kosev says the Rambam is, as our Mishnah says, Kosev Shtei Osios. Now, if I were to ask you, but it's so obvious now, what is the Shir of Mesartet? So if you were living in the world of Rosh and you shall me, what's the Shir of Mesartet going to be? HaMesartet Kedei Lasos Kameya. But if you're in the world of the Rambam, what's the Shir of Mesartet going to be? It's going to be Lichtov Shteyosis. That's exactly what the Rambam writes. 11:17. HaMesartet Kedei Lichtov Shtey Osios. No coincidence, the Rambam Lashitase. But you want to know how genius the Rambam is? What a big genius he is? And like, just, I'm doing this to show you the Rambam was so careful, was so precise. Look at 7:1 in the Rambam. Look at how precise he is, how careful he is. Now, Rabosai, did the Rambam learn Masechet Shabbos Perek Zayin? For sure. So when the Rambam lists 39 malachos, is he going to list Moleach and Ma'abed as separate malachos? No. For sure not. Why not? Because they're not separate malachos. So in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam lists all the malachos. And he writes, what does he write? Hafia, yeah. Oh, he writes, second to last line. Where? Ah. Hatseda, Hashchita, Hahashata, Ha-ha-avada. What's ha-avada? What does that mean? Ibud, tanning. Then what happens after tanning? If you're Rashi, what would you put in after tanning? You'd put in sirtut. Because you do sirtut and then you do? Mechatech. But look what the Rambam does. Ha-ha-avada, mechikas ha-or, you smooth out the or. And then the Rambam writes, v'chotcho. Then you cut. What did the Rambam not put in? Mesarte. Then the Rambam writes, haksiva, v'hamechika, v'ha sirtet. Why did the Rambam put sirtet where he put it? Because the Rambam understands that haksiva is, that sirtet is part of meleches ha Haksiva. So the Rambam is very, very much Lashitase. Again, that got me very excited when I saw how the Rambam was so like smooth in that fashion. And that's it. That's all I got to say on Aleph. Is that just that machlokas Rambam and Rambam and Rashi in how we understand this malacha of Sirta? Yes, sir.
Rambam agreed that etching was done. It just wasn't the malacha of etching.
That's correct. In other words, etching. Right. That's correct. Now let's take a look a little bit. I know you didn't get this far, which is fine. This is like nice little light stuff. Let's just take a look at a little bit about Sirtut in Shas. Sirtut in Shas. And there is a Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Vav Mabez. Now, Rabosai, if I were to ask you, where are you going to find, like, if you look at Shas, where are you going to find discussions, not on Shabbos, but in general of Sirtut when it comes to, let's say, the laws of Ksiva and the like? Where do you think you're going to find it? What? Staros?
Get.
Okay, get. Where, but more, that's not where I would have jumped to right away. I would have jumped to where right away? Tefillin. Tefillin, mezuzah, Sefer Torah. Tefillin, mezuzah, Sefer Torah. And we will see shortly, momentarily, that there's for sure a halacha of sirtut when it comes to writing a Sefer Torah. And that every single Sefer Torah has sirtut. Halacha l'moshe misina. If it doesn't have sirtut, it's possible. It's possible. Okay? But there's another area where you find it. And that's in Gittin. And the Gemara here, we don't have to get into the details of the discussion, but the Gemara has a discussion. Rav Yosef, man lema lander, Rav Eviasar bar samchai. How do you know Eviasar, Rav Eviasar, is a bar samcha? Hasmicha, he knows what he's talking about. The Ode. Furthermore, ha'iyu deshalach le Rav Yavu, b'nei odma olam yisham lakan, hein kimu me'atzam, v'yidnu ha'yeled, b'zayna v'hayalda, mochru b'yayin, v'yistu. Whoa. Wow. That's intense. So there, I weed it. Zonas, children, wine. That's intense. Anyway, he was a little concerned about people traveling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and what was going on over there. Leave that aside. He says, he's a bar samcha. He's a rabbi you can rely on. Vikosav le below sirtut. He wrote divrei Torah without what? Without sirtut. How can you do such a thing? How can you write psukim without sirtut? So Amar Rav Yitzchak, shtayim kosin. You can write two, shlosh ein kosin. Two letters or two psukim you can write without sirtut. Once you're up to three, sirtut is required. And we have a price that says shlosh kosin, arba ein kosin. You can write three without sirtut, but four requires sirtut. Now, what is this talking about, this part, this Gemara? This Gemara is talking about any Divrei Torah. When you are writing Divrei Torah of any kind, once you have a certain volume, either three or four, you require what? You require sirtut. That's what the Gemara says. And this rabbi wrote without sirtut, and that made him somewhat suspicious. Okay. Now, I want to just quickly peruse a couple of Rambams just to get a little sense when once we're talking about sirtut, what exactly is it? What exactly is it about? So I assume you didn't bring in your Rambams, which is okay. We'll do without. What? Because Gittin is a thing you have to write. So we'll see what the Rambam says. No, it's a side. It's a side point in Masechet Gittin. This is not a core Gittin topic. Okay, where do we find Hilchos Tefillin? Is Tefillin in Ava? Yeah, I figured it was in Ava. Where in Ava? Beginning, middle, end? Before Tzitzis. Do I have the whole Ava here? Oh, yeah, I got it. It's right after Hilchos. Oh. Okay, I'm reading a Rambam to you. Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. Of Hilchos Tefillin. Listen to this. Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. She'ein kosvin sefer Torah. Velo mezuzah ela besirtut. If halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that you don't write a sefer Torah or mezuzah without what? Without sirtut. Avo tefillin. But tefillin. Ein srichin sirtut. Tefillin does not require sirtut. What's the difference between Sefer Torah and Mezuzah that do need sirtut and tefillin that does not need sirtut?
You don't need to read it.
What?
It's hidden.
Correct. Lefi Shehein Mechupin. Because tefillin is what? Is covered. And therefore tefillin does not require sirtut.
What about Mezuzah?
I'm just reading the Rambam. Okay? Mezuzah. I don't know. Okay, that's one Rambam. Another Rambam. Perek Zayin of Hilchos Sefer Torah. Halacha Tet Zayin. 7 Tet Zayin. Says the Rambam. Listen to this. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. Ein Kosin Olson Ela Besirtut. All Kisvei Kodesh require what?
Sirtut.
Afilu Kosvan al Hanir. Even if you wrote them on?
Paper.
On paper. Umutr Lichtov Shalosh Tevos below Sirtut. You're allowed to write three what? Three words below Sirtut. Yeter al Zeh Aser. But any more than that, you must have sirtut. Tevos. What's a teva? How do you translate teva? Word, a letter.
A letter.
Okay, letter. Letter. Three letters require sirtut. I'm sorry. Three letters, you're allowed to write. More than three, you have to have sirtut. What's the source for that, Rabosai? What's the source? Gittin daf. Love my days. So a couple of questions arise. Question number one is,
What about tefillin?
Once you're telling me Divrei Torah, Kisvei HaKodesh requires sirtut, even four letters require sirtut, then what? What do you say? Tefillin should require sirtut. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. You know who asked this question? The Kesef Mishnah asked this question. And the Kesef Mishnah says something that is wild. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask a question before. Why do you think tefillin, why do you think Sefer Torah needs sirtut? The Gemara says, Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. What does that kind of indicate? Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's a din. I'll call it a din. You see, the Rambam is very difficult. And there's a contradiction in the Rambam. If there's a Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, are we looking for like svaras? Usually Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is a Kabbalah. That's it. So the Rambam says, Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, Sefer Torah doesn't require sirtut. What about tefillin? No. What about tefillin? The Rambam gives a reason why tefillin doesn't require sirtut. What do you mean? Why do I need a reason for it? Is there a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai that tefillin requires sirtut? No. So you know what? Tefillin does not require sirtut. So what does the Rambam say, Lefi Shehein? What? Why does he have to write Lefi Shehein Mechupin? Either you have a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, then you require it. If you don't require it, then you don't require it. Why does Rambam give us a rationale? You with me? You with me? This halacha l'moshe mi-sinai that tefillin requires what? Sirtut. No, I'm sorry. That Sefer Torah mezuzah requires sirtut. Does tefillin require sirtut? Does tefillin require sirtut? Hello? L'chora. Hello?
No.
No. If I were to ask you, why not? What's your answer? No. The answer is because it's not Allah Mosh Mi-Sinai. You'll tell me what sense does that make? It doesn't have to make sense. Where I have a Kabbalah, I have a Kabbalah. Where I don't have a Kabbalah, I don't have a Kabbalah. And yet the Rambam says what? You know why you don't have to buy tefillin? Because it's mechupin. Like, what's pshat? It's a contradiction in the Rambam. If you're telling me either it's halacha l'moshe mi-sinai or not, what's pshat? That's number one. Don't ask that mezuzah. Don't ask that mezuzah. Mezuzah is also covered. Mezuzah maybe wasn't so covered. Today we cover it, but maybe it wasn't so covered. You know what? Sefer Torah is also covered. But you take it out to look at. They looked at the mezuzah much more than we did. Maybe it was open. Maybe it was open on their thing. We roll it up, we cover it up with all that. Who says? Tefillin for sure is in boxes. You never open up the tefillin. But you know why there's no halacha l'moshe mi-sinai? You know why there's no chiyuv? Because there's no halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. That's what I would have said. Then the Rambam says over here that all divrei Torah, all kisvei Torah require what? Sirtut. Is that halacha l'moshe mi-sinai? No. So why do you think every divrei Torah requires sirtut? What's that all about? Why do you think when Binyamin's writing notes, he's got to write on line paper? And if he didn't write on line paper, he's got to make lines. Why? Yeah!
Torah's aspect of being very perfect and holy, and so it's something that's inherently perfect. You need to write it in the best way you possibly.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, fair. In other words, Torah has to be written in a way that's beautiful, that's nice, that has noise to it. And therefore, yeah, if you're writing two or three letters, okay, now you can write straight, but once you're writing already more letters, so then you have to make sure it comes out in a more perfected way. How do you do that? By sirtut. So I both say there's two dinim. There's two dinim in sirtut. One is a din in Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. The other din is in what? In all Divrei Torah, Kisvei Kodesh, that requires Sirtut, why, Mishum? Noi HaKsav, because of the beauty of the Ksav. That's what I would suggest. Now, what about tefillin? So I want to tell you something amazing. The Kesef Mishnah says, why does tefillin not require what? Sirtut, not me din what? Halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, but me din kisvei kodesh. You know what he says? He says something crazy. Him Tomer, hey, come in between low boy sirta, come on, Shkol Rabbein Perek Aleph. You're not allowed to write four letters without sirta. You have to write sirta. So he writes as follows. You ever see tefillin being written? You ever see tefillin being written?
Yeah.
He says, V'yeh shlomer, dehassam, hachikamar. Over there in Perek Aleph, you know what the Rambam meant to say? Dimitam kedushas tefillin. As far as kedushas tefillin is concerned, does it require sirta? It does not require sirta. Why not? Because what? Because it's... No! Because it doesn't require sirtut. Does Ksusha Sefer Torah require sirtut?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Because? Halach Moshin. Does Mezuzah require sirtut?
Yes.
Because? Talach Moshin Sinai. Does tefillin require sirtut as far as its status as tefillin? Is it tefillin without sirtut? It's tefillin without... Is it a Sefer Torah without sirtut? Is it a Mezuzah without sirtut? Is it tefillin without sirtut? Yes. It's tefillin without sirta. Aye! But is tefillin also divrei Torah, kisvei HaKodesh?
Yes.
So asks the Kesef Mishnah, why does it not require sirta b'toras kisvei HaKodesh? Is it kisvei HaKodesh? So should it require sirta? Yes, it should. So you know what the Kesef Mishnah answers? Listen to this, it's crazy. It says, must be, we're talking about tefillin, that you only wrote three letters on each line. You only wrote three letters on each line. That's why. But if you wrote more than three letters on each line, then what would be the din? Then you'd require sirtut, b'toras what? B'toras? Kisvei HaKodesh. B'toras kisvei, not b'toras tefillin, but b'toras. Kisvei HaKodesh. No. No! No! Because Sefer Torah Mezuzah is a din in Halacha Moshe Sinai. Tefillin doesn't have that Halacha Moshe Sinai, but it's still Kisvei HaKodesh. So it needs what? It needs lines. What? Why does it need lines? So it says the Kesef Mishnah. Must be talking about a case where you what? You only wrote three letters on a line. That's crazy! Rabosi, you could say much simpler, Lechora. Maybe that's the pshat. When does Kisvei HaKodesh require sirtut? If it's Kisvei HaKodesh, it's going to be what?
Red.
It's going to be red. If it's Kisvei HaKodesh, it's going to engage in a source of Kriya, Talmud Torah, Kriya, then it requires sirtut. So what is the Rambam telling you? He's saying that, yes, it doesn't have Halacha Moshe Sinai, but what about the requirement of Sirta B'Toras? Kisvei HaKodesh, it doesn't need that either, why not? Not because you're writing three letters on a line, but because it's Mechupin. And once it's Mechupin, it's not being read, it doesn't have to be covered. Good? One more Rambam. I'm saying a pshat. I'm so amazed that the Kesef Mishnah didn't give this pshat. Anyway, Rabosai, one last Rambam. Does Megillas Esther require sirtut? So the Gemara says, source number four in your Marmakomos. Oh, by the way, let me ask you a question. There's a cute question. Watch this. Tell me what you think. Be careful. Don't answer. Don't just blurt it out. What is the din? If you wrote a Sefer Torah without sirtut, and then you say, whoops, I messed up. And now you did the sirtut afterwards.
We said before that.
Is it a kosher Sefer Torah? So, go ahead, Aryeh.
Because Sefer Torah, we say it's not for Sinai, so it's not for being beautiful, but if it's for being beautiful, then you need to do it from the onset.
Oh, so I think this will be a nice nafkamina. If the halacha is that it's halacha Moshe Sinai, so the Heftah shall say for Torah requires sirtut. Why?
Doesn't matter.
Torah said, halacha Moshe Sinai. That's why. But if you hold the goal of Sirtan is what?
Nice.
Is to have a beautiful ksiva, then certainly the Sirtan has to come first. Now, what generates a kosher Sefer Torah? Sirtan. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, it's good. The Chetesh of Sefer Torah is good. Now, it also has the other din of Sirtut. It's also Divrei Torah. It's also Kitzei Kodesh. It should have it, and should have it first, but is it going to pass the Sefer Torah? Look, or not. What about the following? What about the following? You did Sirtut first. You etched it in. But you etched it not deeply. Not a deep etch. And since it's not a deep etch, what's going to happen? It's going to wear out. And after a year, there's no more sirtut. Is it a good sirtut? It's Sefer Torah kosher. On the halacha Moshe Mitzinai level, what? It's no good.
But on the beautiful
level, yafe. So the Torah is divrei Torah. It's good. It's good. But as far as the halacha Moshe Mitzinai be failing, yafe. Last point. So the Gemara tells us in Megillah Daptet Zayin Beis that based on a pasuk, melamed shetzricha sirtut. That a Megillah requires Sirtut, the Gemara says, Ka'amito shel Torah. Like the truth of Torah, whatever that means. I look at a Rambam, Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. And there's a whole fancy, there's a lot of Torah on these Rambams. There's a Griz, and there's a Grach, and there's a lot of stuff to say. But I just want you to just be sensitive to language, because when you read these Rambams, just read the words carefully. Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. Watch this. Ein koisin es hamegillah. Ela bidyo. You need what? Ink, proper ink. The alagvil or alaklaf, kesefer Torah. A megillah requires what? Klaf and ink, just like sefer Torah. Okay. If you wrote with other colors, bishar minei tzivonim psula. And then he writes as follows. Utsricha sirtut ketorah atzma. What does that mean? So Rav Chaim was medayik. Notice what he says on top. Do you need dyo? Yes. Do you need klaf? Yes. Says the Rambam. Ke sefer Torah. Like what? Like a sefer Torah. And then he says, "Utsricha sirtut," and it needs sirtut, kitora atzma. What's missing?
Sefer
Torah. So says Rav Chaim, you know what he thinks? Which sirtut does a Megillah require? Sefer Torah demands what? The unique kedusha of Sefer Torah demands sirtut b'torah halachah Moshe Mitzinai. Does Megillah demand sirtut? Yes, but not the sirtut of Sefer Torah, but the sirtut of Ketorah Atzma, which is the second sirtut, which means, good news, if you wrote a Megillah, three letters on a line, you wouldn't need sirtut. You wouldn't need sirtut. Okay, Ad Khan. Okay, just a little foray into sirtut, just because it came up in today's daf, and we'll go by it to tomorrow, it's a show.
Maybe, what's our problem with the test of the show?